Wednesday, Kisisa, Shir 321, Perek Chav Dalet, Ois Pasuk Ches. Mize Melech HaKavod. So we were discussing that we said to the Sha'arim, lift up your heads, V'yavim Melech HaKavod. So the response is, Mize Melech HaKavod. So to speak, the gates respond. That's how we would read it. It's as if the gates say, who is the Melech HaKavod that we are opening up for? And the response is that we respond, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Izuz V'Gibor, he's mighty. Oiz is a lesson of strength. And he is a Gibor Melchama. He fights with the people that start up with him. With the people that start up with Klai Yisrael, really, they explain. And the Malbim has an interesting pshat over here. He says, Gibor is strength on your own, and Gibor Melchama is a different level. That's like, from the Rabbeinu Shalom's perspective, Gibor means the Rabbeinu Shalom could destroy Teva and put everybody down with the Kayach of Nes. Gibor Melchama is really most important, is that the Rabbeinu Shalom can manipulate Teva and win with Melchama. Well, let's explain. Gibor means he's stronger than you. You know, if a guy is stronger than you, he'll just crush you because he's stronger than you. Gibor Melchama means a person's a Gibor Melchama. He knows how to manipulate. He knows how to wiggle. And even if he's not stronger than you, he'll win you anyway on your turf. He'll overpower you on your turf because he knows the Melchama. He knows the Malacha. He knows how to fight. Zakta Malbim, in here ligs two big Yesedis, which we mentioned in the B'tachon for Life share. Number one, the Rabbeinu Shalom can overpower and just knock everybody out without a problem. Why? Because he's stronger than anybody else, and therefore he could knock anybody else out. Number two, the Rabbeinu Shalom is Gibor Melchama, meaning he has the ability to overpower in Melchama itself. He's a big Chacham in Melchama, which means even B'soicha Teva, even within the Teva, the Rabbeinu Shalom can manipulate and accomplish what he wants. So sometimes a person thinks the Rabbeinu Shalom has to make a nace to save him. No, the Rabbeinu Shalom is a Gibor Melchama. In the Teva itself, the Rabbeinu Shalom can manipulate and move things around and bring the person Yeshua in the Teva, even though to you it seems impossible. And there's no way it could happen. A person has to realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom can do anything. He's a Kol Yachol. Kol Yachol means HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything in any situation, even B'derech HaTeva. And even when a person thinks that it's impossible for him to have a Yeshua B'derech HaTeva, and he needs an ace and doesn't deserve an ace, a person should realize the Rabbeinu Shalom is Hashem Gibor Melchama, and he has methods to manipulate the Teva itself and win the Melchama within the realm of the Melchama itself, which means within Teva itself, even when it seems impossible.